An influential voice in the Arab world has called for the withdrawal of observers sent to Syria to monitor a peace plan. The Speaker of the Arab Parliament, Salam al-Dabasi, argues that their presence is giving the Syrian regime cover for continuing brutality. A human rights group says that a 7-year-old boy is the regime's first victim of 2012. Lawyer Yasser Tabara is a member of the Syrian National Council, and he's been in regular contact with protesters inside Syria. Our reporter Brendan Trembath asked him about the significance of the Arab Parliament's call to end the monitor's mission.
It really has failed in every single aspect of what it's supposed to do. Perhaps the only thing that the mission has been able to accomplish is to demonstrate that the Arab League initiative and the protocol that have been supposedly signed by the Syrian regime basically has clearly failed, and now it's time for the international community and for the Arab League to take the matter into the hands of the Security Council and perhaps NATO.
Do you think, though, the Arab League will end the mission?
Well, the Arab League, internally, there are a couple of currents, several currents, actually, some that sympathize, obviously, with the Syrian regime, and some that don't, for either strategic or moralistic reasons. And so that is yet to remain to be seen. I think what's most significant, most important, is for the world to realize that taking things to the Arab League, that step has been exhausted. Now it's time for the world to step in and to put an end to this senseless violence against Syrian protesters.
One human rights group says the new year has begun with the death of a 7-year-old boy, apparently killed in an attack on a car. Do you know what happened there?
I'm not exactly familiar with the details of this story, but what I can tell you is that there are so many heart-wrenchingly significant moments of this revolution. I mean, you're talking about an attack that killed a 7-year-old, but we're talking about hundreds, actually, of children that have been killed in the most brutal of ways. Some have been detained and tortured to death. They have been mutilated. We're talking about children of the age of 8, 9, 10, 12. We're talking about hundreds of them over the past 9 months of this revolution.
This violence, as you say, it's gone on for nearly a year. Are there any real prospects that it can be stopped?
I think there are. I think the window of opportunity of the violence basically not spiraling out of control is dwindling. The international community needs to understand, and that includes the state actors that have a vested interest in the security and the stability of a country like Syria, such as Turkey, Jordan, neighboring countries, even Arab countries in the Gulf, even European countries, the United States. Everybody needs to realize that if the world does not move in the direction of providing a safe zone within Syria for the Free Syria Army, then everybody loses.
Chicago lawyer Yasser Tabara with Brendan Trembath.